SF Signal episode 51. What's the best space opera series in science fiction? This is the SF Signal Podcast, as powered by the Functional Nerds. My name is Patrick Hester. I'm an author, a blogger, and an all-around functional nerd. And this week, Stargate Universe ended its run on the channel formerly known as Sci-Fi. And so for the first time in a long time, there is no scripted science fiction show set in space out on that channel. We've had in the past Stargate Universe, we had Battlestar Galactica, we had Stargate Atlantis, which was kind of set in space. And so for the first time, we don't have that. So that kind of prompted me to ask the SF Signal Irregulars, what's the best space opera series in science fiction? And of course, I'm not limiting them to television. It could be anything, books, TV, comics, whatever floats their boat. Due to work commitments this week, this is a voicemail show, so I did ask them to send in their voicemails. And I've gotten some responses and wanted to play them for you. First up, we're going to go with Mr. John DiNardo, resident blogger here at SF Signal. Take it away, John.
Hi, folks. John DiNardo here, resident blogger at SF Signal, and now a contributor to the Kirkus Reviews blog. My favorite space opera? This is a great question because I love me some space opera. The galaxy-spanning adventures, the dramatic twists, all good crunchy science fictional fun. Picking my favorite, however, is both difficult and embarrassing. Difficult because it's hard to choose just one. I mean, do I pick something I thoroughly enjoyed years ago, like Peter F. Hamilton's Nightstall trilogy? I mean, come on, you got your resurrected dead in my space opera. Great stuff. Or do I pick something more recent, like S. Andrew Swan's Apotheosis trilogy, a well-balanced meal of many space opera elements? Do I pick Stephen Donaldson's Gap series, or any of Alistair Reynolds' books that I enjoyed so much? Too hard to choose, so instead I'll cheat and casually mention all of them, like I just did. My answer is also embarrassing because it advertises giant holes in my science fictional reading. Relevant to this question, that includes such well-regarded series as Ian M. Banks' Culture Novels, The Hyperion Cantos by Dan Simmons, Lois McMaster Bujold's Vorkosigan Saga, as well as series by Tanya Huff, C.J. Cherry, C.J. Friedman, and gasp, even E.E. Doc Smith's Lensman series, all books I hope to read soon. Anyway, for listeners looking to dive into space opera, I'd also recommend David G. Hartwell's and Catherine Kramer's humongous anthology, The Space Opera Renaissance, the definitive anthology on classic space opera and a fun read to boot, and also the two-volume anthology series The New Space Opera by Gardner Dozois and Jonathan Strahan. And that's that. See ya.
See, I knew I could count on John to give us a complete list of space opera books that will break your bank. So, thank you, John. Everybody who's out spending loads of money at their local bookstore, thanks you as well. Let's go to the next person who left me a voicemail. Let's go to Jeff Patterson. Jeff, take it away.
Hey, this is Jeff Patterson from Bad Day Studio. I blog at Gravity Lens, and the question about space opera is one that hits close to home for me because it's probably still my favorite subgenre. Out of all the great choices, I'm going to have to go with The Heritage Universe by the late Charles Sheffield. It was a five-book series that ended in 2002. It has a number of very interesting alien races with strange philosophies and psychologies and mental makeups and behavioral quirks. It has an ancient alien builder race that leaves all kinds of mysterious artifacts. It has horrible weapons. It has some really brutal villains. It has enigmas coming out the wazoo. It has space-time anomalies. And the reason that I like it so much is probably the fact that it has all of the above, but it is not truly military in nature. The protagonists are part of an exploratory group that come across the enigmas that really drive the plot of the rest of the book. It has all the trappings of all the great ones, and it definitely ranks as space opera in my book because even though it doesn't have a hell of a lot of battles, it has a lot of tension and predominantly the action is in fact space-based. The only book that really came close to really hitting the same notes for me was probably the first Revelation Space by Alistair Reynolds. Anyways, that's my choice. Bye.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm curious if you guys, the listeners, if you actually go out and you get these books and you start reading them, then hopefully you'll give us a little bit of feedback on and your thoughts on that. Either on like the comment on the podcast post, or maybe shoot us a voicemail or something. Because if these picks are exposing you to new things that you've never read before, I'd like to know your experiences reading them. I think that'd be interesting for everybody. Next up, Mr. Paul Weimer. Paul, what do you think, man? You always have some good choices.
Hey guys, it's Paul Weimer from Blog J Distance Style calling in on the show topic, what's the best space opera series in science fiction? In my opinion, the best space opera series in science fiction is Peter F. Hamilton's Commonwealth series, which is now up to 5 books, starting with Pandora's Star, going through Judas Unchained and the Boy Trilogy. The Commonwealth books by Peter F. Hamilton marry two great ideas in science fiction and one with the full implications, the idea of wormholes to other planets and running trains to those planets and longevity. In this series, Hamilton throws in aliens, hundreds of characters, dozens of planets, lots of viewpoints, and in the last 3 books, the fate of the entire galaxy itself at stake. It's big, it's bold, it's brash. It takes a lot of effort to go through Hamilton's work, but it's intensely rewarding, from interesting characters to alien vistas to big, bold ideas. The Commonwealth books have it all. And I can't wait to see what Hamilton will do next in the space opera genre. But for the moment, his 5 books in the Commonwealth universe, they're the best space opera series going. And so that's my answer. And, well, hopefully this will be good. Thanks. Bye.
And thank you, Paul. And that's it for us, really. It's a very short podcast this week. And really that is due to work stuff. Next week we'll be back with a full episode for you. Later on this week, on Thursday, you want to check in because we are going to have an interview with Jonathan Strawn, which is just, we had a lot of fun talking to him. He's an editor. He's been associated with Locus for a very long time. And he's in Australia. So we did a little timey-wimey kind of time zone thing there to make that happen. So check that out on Thursday. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can leave us comments on the post telling us what you think the best space operas are. Or you can give us a call on the voicemail line, 720-277-9082, or use the Flash widget on the post and have Google call you. All you have to do is plug in your number and Google will call. And as always, if you enjoyed this podcast, there's a couple things you can do that help us out. Number one, you can go to iTunes and go to our page on iTunes. Just search for SF Signal and give us a couple stars or maybe write us a review or something. That always helps to boost our signal within the iTunes podcast directory, which helps us get more listeners. You can also help us get more listeners by telling a friend or two. Say, hey, that SF Signal podcast, that's pretty good stuff. You should be listening to that. The host is very, very funny. Follow John D. on Twitter, twitter.com/SFSignal. He tweets all the time, little tidbits and stuff. Check out sfsignal.com each week for mind melds and articles and columns from our regulars. All that is really good stuff, so you need to check that out. If you're looking for me online, I am twitter.com/ATFMB, which is all things from my brain. Also the name of my blog, ATFMB.com. Listen to the Functional Nerds podcast. We do some cool stuff over there. It's a little bit longer and a little bit of a looser format, if that's possible. Because I do both of those. I think that's pretty much it. Again, check out Jonathan Strawn's interview on Thursday, and we'll be back next week.